Welcome to Women Writing Men,
episode
Christmas Extraordinary. You can't call it episode 16, because didn't we call the other one episode 16?
Yeah, this is not episode 16. This is a special bonus episode. Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah, we're doing a special bonus episode because we have something exciting to announce at the end of the podcast. And so the other reason we're doing this fun Christmas special is because we read a very special Christmas book that Mariah really wanted to read. And so this week we're doing I Married a Lizard Man by Regine Abel.
Should I provide the context of why this book?
Yeah, go for it.
So, you know, we just pick books on a whim. Anyways, since following Instagram, or since making our Instagram account, I get lots of things about books. And so one new genre, or this genre that was recommended on Instagram, was alien romance. And I was like, Lainey, there are alien romance books. We have to do one. Like, yeah. This is a no-brainer. So I texted her and she's like, okay, just pick one. And I started looking and I was like, how can you resist? It's called I Married a Lizard Man. There's no subtlety whatsoever. Some of the other books are called, like, I don't know, what's a good example? Like the Space Between Us, and it's about an alien who came from space, you know? Like, yeah. But it could easily be about literally anything else. Mm-hmm. This one, you're like, I know what I'm getting. I'm getting a book where a person marries a lizard man.
Yeah. Brief plot. That is the brief plot summary. It's just she marries a lizard man. Like,
and then they just, you know,
she integrates into his life.
Yes.
Because they're married now.
Yeah.
Do we do overall thoughts?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, great. I know what we do on this podcast.
We usually do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Okay. Well, I feel like, so while I was reading it, Mariah texted me and she's like, I have laughed and cried during this. And I laughed very hard. Alex, like, could hear me giggling from the other room at parts because, like, there were some really funny parts. Yeah. I don't know if they were intentionally funny or, like...
I don't know either, but I was laughing. Yeah. I think this has been the funniest book that we've done so far.
Yeah. I did not cry, though. I felt almost nothing.
I mean, I knew as I said that to you, I'm like, I'm guaranteed she's not going to cry at this, but, like, everything gets me. So I did cry in one moment. How fair about it?
Yeah. For what it was a pretty sweet, like, sweet romance.
Yes.
I found the plot really, like,
So this is the one thing I was comparing this to.
We haven't read it yet?
No, we have.
Oh.
It's from the Mariah Misses the Mark episode that was all just erotica.
Oh.
Linger, yes. By Lauren Jameson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I was comparing it because these are the two, like, raunchiest books that I have read. You didn't read Linger.
Yeah. And this one didn't seem particularly raunchy.
Not particularly. I mean, like, on a level, if we're scaling them. Linger's up number one. Yeah. And then I Married a Lizard Man is number two. And then I think most of the rest are pretty far down there.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, explicit sex scenes, which I don't actually think any of the other books have had. Have they?
I feel like there was one or two.
But I mean, I know I Married a Lizard Man had
explicit.
So that's, like, that's where my head was being comparing them to. And Linger had much less plot. It was all just, like, little things have to happen to get to the next sex scene. Where this one, the plot wasn't fabulous, and I was like, you can see it coming from a mile away. But at least there was story going on beyond just the two of them figuring out how to have sex with each other.
Yeah, which, yeah. I just found, like, I literally got to the end and I was just like, wow, it's over? Okay. Like, they had just apparently resolved the conflict.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay.
And I guess that's a part of why, not that it was, like, a raunchy novel, but I feel like that was why people would want to read it, because the plot was weak.
Yeah.
Like, that.
The plot was very weak.
And in my head, I'm like, if the plot is so weak, the reason why people are intrigued is because there's, like,
Lizard man sex. But, like, the lizard man sex was, like, I don't know. It was weird.
It was weird.
We'll get into it.
Anyways, those are our thoughts. Here we go.
Let's go. So yeah, our main character, Susan. Susan just looks such a generic woman name.
Well, she was a generic woman.
Yeah.
I think that really helped her. There's nothing special about her at all.
Yeah, so it's her 25th birthday, and she lives on this planet called Meterion. And on that planet, it's like a matriarchal society, and so the land is passed down to the first daughter, and the second daughter gets something at two.
Yeah, the second daughter does have value. Third daughter is valueless.
Third daughters are worthless.
Yes. She called it being the sister who loses the semen race.
I don't understand that. Because, like, the other ones are, like, several years before you.
Yeah. It's more like the egg race.
Yeah.
They beat their egg, got to the womb first. Doesn't matter about the semen. Anyways.
Yeah. So she, because she is worthless on her planet, because she has no land, she goes to
the prime mating agency.
Yeah. Which is run by bird people.
Yeah.
Who have they're very empathic. And they have, like, these empathic abilities, so they're very good at matchmaking.
Yeah. But the prime mating agency is also kind of known as the agency that is, like, the end of the line agency.
Like, the people that no one else wants.
Yes. So they're good at their jobs, but they're only taking, like, the dregs of society.
Yeah. So
that's where Susan goes.
Yeah.
To find her man.
Yeah. And so she meets with Kaog, who is a key character.
Yes. I was not sure if he would be or not. And then he kept coming up. I'm like, okay, Kaog, here we go.
Yeah. Kaog explains about the lizard people and that.
What are they called?
Their planet is Cicania.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay.
And so they are like hunter-gatherers, and they hate farming, but they have extremely fertile land, and so there's like a conglomerate of some sort that is like moving in and going and like trying to price them out of their land.
Yes.
Because they're not farming. So Susan's all like, I'm from farm planet.
Yes.
And I'm so good at farming, but yes. I can never have my own land.
Yes.
So
this is why this is a perfect match, because...
Yeah, so Kaog is, like, trying to save the people. The lizard people's way of life.
And he's like, you can farm.
You can teach them new ways. Teach them your way, yeah. And I don't know, like, it's implied that, like, Kaog and the Prime Mating Agency are, like, trying to help the galaxy.
Yeah. Feels like a really big story that then hones right on to lizard men in farming.
Yeah.
Forget about the, like, the intercontinental injustices.
Yeah.
Farm.
Antarians, that's what.
Antarians.
That's what the lizard people are called.
Yes.
I feel like lizard people is a more intuitive word, so yes. I feel like we should just use that.
Okay. But just so everyone knows, they weren't just, their species was not the lizard people.
Yeah, it had a name. The other weird thing is, like, Kaog at this point just explains to her, he's like, yeah, so you guys are fully compatible as species, like humans, like, and lizard people.
Well, yeah, because I wrote, like, can they have babies?
And like, he just is like, yes.
but that they will be lizard. There will be, like, no.
Lizard is dominant.
Yes. So human will be, like, what's the other word? Recessive.
Yeah.
Human is the recessive gene.
Yeah, like, that's how that works. And it's really weird, like, it's literally, like, in the first chapter, which admittedly, I guess, as a matchmaking service.
They would know that.
They would say that, mm-hmm. But it just, like, it seems like really weird exposition. And so, yeah, Kaog is like, Susan, you are the lizard people's best hope for survival. And I was like, and he's like, that's why you make, you guys will be a good match.
I know. I was kind of a little bit thrown off by that because I was like,
that's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. And like, that's why you're compatible.
Yeah. And that's not really like,
that's not really compatibility on a personality level or like.
Capable of farming is not like a personality trait.
But anyways, they're a perfect match.
Yeah.
I also, at this point described what they look like. He must have shown her a picture.
Of the lizard?
Of the lizard.
Oh, maybe. I didn't.
Well, this is the things that I wrote. I didn't write the description. I just wrote, this is how I'm envisioning him. So they must have described him, because it's my second point.
Okay.
She's marrying a scaly Voldemort with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Which must mean he has no, they have no noses. Mm-hmm. They're fully scaled.
Yeah.
They have clawed hands. That's also, and they must have dreadlocks.
Yeah, no, they have, like, scaly dreadlock
hair.
Yeah.
But again, I was like, you're not attractive. How are you going to hold hands? He has claws. How are you going to touch him? He has scales. It just doesn't feel compatible.
But Kaog assures her that it is. Yeah, because I just have that she, like, leaves immediately for their planet, Zykania, to be with the Antorians. Mm-hmm. And then it switches to our lizard man's POV.
Yes, and it does this. Is it consistently, right? Susan and then lizard man Susan.
I don't know if it... Is it alternating constantly?
I guess we're going to find out.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Can I just say, I liked his chapter so much. They were the funny chapters.
He was very funny. Like, he was so funny. And I think, like, it adds a lot of, like, it's very sweet mm-hmm. because of that. Mm-hmm. Because he's hilarious. But, yeah, he... So, his name's Olix, and he's, like, the leader of his clan of lizard people.
Yeah.
So, he, like, describes her.
Yes.
And he's, like... scaleless female with skin like honey and hair the color of fall leaves. How was I supposed to be attracted to that?
Does he actually say hair though? Because I've written that he calls it
he does
head fur.
He does call it
which is like it's so great. I love like her as an author trying to think like what would an alien species who doesn't have hair call hair?
Yeah.
And I was like, a head fur, that's ingenious.
Yeah.
And she does this throughout. Like, there are so many things he says that I'm like, I love, like, you. This author spent time trying to be like, what would an alien call this part of a human?
Yeah, it's so funny. And then he, like, thinks about how they might have to sell their land because the herds are going away.
The herds are dying, they're struggling, they're kind of impoverished at this point, and but there are very wealthy people on this.
Yeah.
On their... planet.
Yeah, so, and, like, it's implied that the herds going away might be the work of the conglomerate.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna call them the conglomerate because I don't remember more about them.
Me either.
They're the bad force.
Yes. So his reason to marry Susan, because her reason is she's the undesirable.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know why he doesn't have a mate. Why didn't he ever end up, like, with a
Well, no, the
mate?
The lady like, said, you have to marry an off-worlder.
Yeah, so he went to visit the seer of his people, and she foresaw that he would marry an off-worlder. So
and
he's
that
like,
she
I guess,
would save the people.
Yes, and so he's like, I guess I'm going to the prime mating agency.
Find an off-worlder.
Get my lady.
Yeah. Yeah, he comments at one point, he's like, her features did nothing for me.
Yes, he keep dying, like, so often throughout this book. I wrote that she reminds him of a plucked bird.
Yeah, so they just go to get married,
like
second
immediately.
Chapter. Yeah.
She gets off of the ship.
Yeah.
It's not a plane. Planetary travel here. Gets off of the ship, and then there's, like, this room at the airport that's, like... where you get married.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the thing.
Yeah. So, like, they just get... Like, it's, like, a short little ceremony
Yes,
thing.
It's the human wedding.
Yeah.
And which I also... Like, it was so funny. Like, I really enjoyed the funny... The, like... I didn't think I would enjoy...
The culture clash
Yes!
Thing. Yeah.
Of aliens and humans.
there's kissing that has to be explained to
him. Yes, yes, yes.
And he is, like, so offended. Kaog, like, explains it to her, and she's all, like, awkward. And then also she, like, her face gets red.
Red.
But when Anturion's face, when Anturion's get red, it means they're really angry. So he's like, oh, no, she's really angry. And she's like, no, I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed, yes. I wrote the quotes about him, like, verbalizing about the kissing.
Yeah.
So his first question is, what is kiss? I just love it so much. And then she tries to describe it, and then in his head he's like, why would anyone press their mouth onto someone else's mouth?
Yeah. And so, chapter three, I wrote, she immediately starts thinking about his dick slit and losing her virginity. I don't know what actually is happening.
I wrote a little bit about that. I had that
she
later.
She wrote, will he even be able to get it up? And I was like, this is such a weird thought process. Like, I get, like, you've just married this person, so, like, you would be thinking about having sex with them.
But isn't there, I mean, later on, and maybe she should, we never said who the author was.
No, we did.
We did?
Regine Abel.
Okay. Maybe Regine. Because later on, it talks about how the requirements of the primating agency is to have sex.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's her fear, because, like, if you fail to have sex in the first night, is it the first night, or is it just the first 3 months?
Yeah. Or something.
Then, like, the marriage is null and she has to go home.
Yeah, I just feel like her thinking about that literally 4 seconds after she got married, like,
yes.
And, like, her concern that he won't be able to get it up for her, like, I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
He, like, rode this creature there.
He's so confused. It's, like, this huge thing.
Yeah.
With scales.
And it's got, like, spikes on its back.
Yeah.
And she has to explain
that she can't ride that or it will, like, injure her.
Wreck her nether regions. So then, but then Kaog shows up and he has this special saddle for her so she can ride it. There was, like, a weird amount of emphasis on genitals.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I also wrote some of the, like, traits about the people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have traits about him specifically, because she describes him. This is the part I kind of struggled with, because it was, like, describing him as this attractive lizard man, and I was like, how can anyone connect to this? He's a lizard man. Like, it was like, he's really tall, and he's super muscular, but not, like, that bodybuilder-esque muscles. And I was like, okay, you're basically describing an attractive man, but he has scales and no nose. So, like, he's not that attractive. He has emerald scales, though, which is even more attractive. I'm like, oh, yeah, those emerald scales, those get me going. They walk around naked.
Yeah.
But the like anatomy of the lizard people, the males' penises retract into themselves, so you never see penises dangling about.
Yes,
they have a tail, so you can't ever see their butt crack because the tail covers the butt crack. Females have some kind of, like, scale, like, larger scale over their vaginas, so you can't see, like, the slit is what she says.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also mentioned that she's able immediately to figure out the ages of the lizard people because they have, like, the thicknesses of their scales indicates age. And I was like, how do you know this? Like, you've never seen these people. But anyways, those are some of the Oh, he also has a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, and another sex thing. So much sex things in this chapter.
Yeah.
She's also worried about their wedding night because when she looked up having sex, she discovered that the females self-lubricate.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a, let's have sex now.
Yeah.
And she's like, how are we? And they're always taken from behind.
Yeah.
And so she's like, this is going to be a awkward.
Wild sex.
Yes.
Yeah. I should say, I'm no kink shaming if you're into lizard people. It's actually just the word slit that really disgusts me. So we're going to,
The part that I was, I mean, slit, whatever. The part that I was, had the hardest getting around was I was like, he is fully scaled. You are going to, like, she's talking about how riding this scaled beast is going to ruin her nether regions. I'm like, your husband's going to ruin your nether regions with his scales. Like, woman, how are you going to have sex with him? And like literally any kind of rubbing would
be abrasive.
Abrasive to her very
sensitive areas.
Yes. I mean, just going, like, rubbing an arm. If he were to rub her arm, she would get cuts from his scales.
They're not, like, I don't know, if you've, like, felt snakes, they're not, like...
I guess if it's the body of a snake.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. There's also scales that are way more intense than
that. I was imagining scales that were much more intense than a snake.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, later, I guess it's more like a snake. But anyways, we'll... I have to readjust my vision of Olex.
Ooh, okay. Also, Mariah, did you note in chapter 3, we know what he smells like.
I think I missed it.
Oh, luckily I took note. I now cared this much. She says he has an earthy, woodsy scent.
Wow, I can't believe I missed that.
I know.
It's like my first time ever.
I know. It's really sad.
I was really, like, figuring out how they could have sex.
You're just focused, hyper-focused on the scales.
I was really for nether regions. I talk about it often until the sex happens. I think I probably continue afterwards. Because I'm like, this is going to ruin you. It's going to ruin you for sure.
Okay, so yeah, she gets to the village after riding this creature for like an hour, and then she immediately gets dragged off by Olix's mother and sister, and then she again has to explain how her anatomy works to them. Like,
yes.
She has to be like, I wear clothes.
Yes, because I get cold,
and because I'm very sensitive.
I'm not scaly, so if I were to fall, I would get cut, like,
hurt
all the time.
Yeah.
I also don't have scales covering my vagina.
Yeah, it would just be out there.
Or a tail to cover my butt.
So then she, like, wears nude.
But okay, wait. Also, though, as she's explaining this, she's blushing.
Yeah.
So the mom and the sister are like, oh no!
She's
and they're
so
like,
angry.
Backing away. We gotta get out of here. She's gonna explode. And she's like, oh no, I'm just embarrassed about talking about my vagina in front of you, mother-in-law.
Yeah, who I've just met moments ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she,
after
she's explained it, they're like, oh, okay.
And she like brought nude underwear, so she looks naked.
She was very accommodating to
their
culture.
Yeah. And then in the wedding ceremony, the seer lady, she like hits Susan with a thing.
Yeah. It's like a part, it's not like a... Every lizard gets whipped during their wedding.
But because the lizards are scaly, it doesn't, like, hurt them.
They whip them hard. It's just, like, this nothing thing.
Yeah, and then, so she gets hit, and it hurts her, and she, like, flinches, and then she, like, lets go of his hand at one point, and then everyone's like, marriage doomed. This is never gonna happen.
She also swears really loudly, which I thought was odd. I'm like, really? You can't hold that back?
Yeah.
I feel like she doesn't swear again in the whole book. She's not, like, a swearer. If she was a swearer, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but no, she, yeah. And maybe that's, like, to show that it hurt really,
really, really,
really
bad. Yeah, but she only let go of one hand. So if the seer said it was only one hand and indicates that means they're going to have a hard, wet, hard pairing.
Yeah.
But that they will come through.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, next chapter, the seer's like, it's fine. They're not doomed. Also, there's, like, a stab neck drink of blood part of the wedding ceremony, and she's like, this is a little weird. And she's also like, my teeth aren't strong enough to, like, penetrate your scales, so they have to give her a knife. So chapter 6, it's like, the mating agency requires that we consummate this marriage. But I also was like, you guys could just lie.
I know. I always think about that with this, like... Like, it was also this historical thing that, you get married and then people would listen outside your door.
Yeah. Just act like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with this, like, they aren't expecting children immediately.
No.
And no one is there. Like,
it's not like someone's waiting to prove. It's not like Coeg went with them to tick that box. Sorry.
Coeg.
Wait, say it again.
Coeg.
He didn't go to tick the box
on
the, like, marriage requirements.
Yeah, they did the thing. He's, like, he's just taking their word for it.
Yep.
Yeah, so then they get down to it. They're like, we gotta consummate this instant.
Yep.
And she explains foreplay. And he... So this is his chapter, isn't it? Because he is like...
yes, it is. I wrote, he talks like a robot sometimes.
Yeah, because so she's like explaining foreplay. Yes. And then he's like, why is it called foreplay when there were only two things? Because he like... In his mind, he thinks it's four, like the number four.
Yeah. And for the rest of the book, when he says foreplay, it's spelled F-O-U-R play.
Yeah. And then she talks about, because she's a virgin, she talks about the high man.
Oh my gosh.
And then he refers to it as the high man. Like a high up man.
Yes.
And he's like, we must break the high man.
She also says, when she's talking about her hymen, because also in his culture, it's very normal to just, like, sleep around.
Whoever. Yeah.
And it's not in her planet. People were, but she just said, like, people were sleeping around pre-marriage. It wasn't, mm-hmm. like, this big issue. I wrote it. I didn't deem any of them worthy enough to breach my hymen.
I know.
Did you write
it
too?
I wrote that too. I was like, this is the weirdest sentence ever.
Like, some of the sentences were just so great. So, yeah, she's like, I didn't want any of them.
Yeah.
She had, like, fooled around, but...
But hadn't, yeah. Yeah, and, like, the other thing, it's explained that her planet had been, like, a very religious
and colony, had, like, broken
and was,
away.
Like, getting less religious, but it was still, like, you cover up your genitals and...
Yeah. So then, okay, what are you going to say next? You go.
I just wrote the line, I nearly extruded. Oh, because, yeah, part of how this sex works is that Oleg's dick comes out of his slit, and so he, like, can kind of control whether it extrudes or not, and so they talk a lot about it extruding.
Just in terms of if his penis is out.
Yeah, and I just think it's so funny. Like, the word is so aggressively unsexy to me.
I just wrote again. Like, so this was before there has been penetration, and I'm like... Is his penis scaleless? Like,
what's going on?
What's going on? Like, it's gonna hurt her. I'm like so certain it's gonna hurt her at this point. I'm like, but they're doing the foreplay, and he, after they're finished, he's like, that was agreeable.
And then, so then they get down to like doing it, right? And he's extruded now. And then he pierces her high man.
Oh my gosh, this part was so weird. Wait, we don't even know what's happened yet. All that happens is she explains she's gonna maybe bleed.
Yeah, blah blah blah. So he does.
So
that.
He gets like a towel.
Yeah, and you like put and it's all great. And then he like does it, and then he leaves
with the towel.
Yeah.
And he's like gone for a while. And in a later chapter we find out where he went and all that stuff. But like,
it was wild.
And then he comes back. And they continue the deed.
Yeah.
And it's very pleasurable. They both love it.
He hisses and rattles as he fucks her.
And she says the scales around his penis are smooth.
Excuse me. His stem?
And I was like, okay, so maybe... He has, like, bristly scales on some parts of his body. It's like he's this, like, scale monster, and that some parts of him are rugged. But then he's, like, more like a snake on a stick.
Yeah, I think that's gotta be it, because it does not destroy her nether regions.
No, she says it's quite pleasurable, his smooth scales. Okay, this is what I wrote about all of this, though, because I was like, this feels way too convenient that two species...
Can just... Yes. Seamlessly.
Yes. And this, I was like, it's really hard for me to imagine that humans and aliens with such different mating rituals would just like all of a sudden be super turned on by each other's rituals. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would literally be like me saying that I'm super, super turned on by when the little birds get those like little sticks and they're like, look at me! Look at me with my sticks! I have sticks for you! I will build a nest! And I'm like, oh yeah. I've never seen a bird. Like, I never thought about it, but that
is that doing it for me.
Doing it for me. And just, like, completely switching all my expectations of what turns a woman on and being like, it's actually what the birds do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that the struggle I had with the book is just, like, I'm like, this is too easy. There should have been some challenge.
Yeah.
Some, like... That would have made it more interesting, like, some way that they weren't sexually compatible and they had to, like, work through it as a couple, rather than just being like, here's what I like, here's what I like. Oh my gosh, we both like it.
Yeah.
Now our sex is gonna be amazing.
It also felt like she was, like, really, like, he had to do a lot of the things the human way, which admittedly the readers are human, so they're probably gonna prefer the human thing.
They eventually do his things his way.
That's true. But it just, I felt like... Admittedly, her anatomy sort of required it, but yeah, it was, the sex was great though, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know if the sex continues in chapter 7 or if I just kept writing
about
it.
No, it keeps happening in chapter 7 because he leaves at the end of chapter 6 and comes back in chapter 7. Okay.
Yeah, like, I wrote here that so now chapter 7 is her point of view, right?
Yeah.
And she's, like, saying, like, wow, he's so good at picking up on my signals, and, like, if I moan, he knows to, like, spend more time there. I'm like, why would he know that? You know, like, he doesn't have your cultural base.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Human men can't even pick up on it half the time.
Sick burn. Get fucking dunked on, human men.
You need to learn something from Olix, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, and then, okay, so we're going to move past the sex now, unless you have more about the sex.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't about the sex. This is just, like, another thing that's talked about. There's, like, a 6-hour time difference between their planets, and then I was like, planets have, like, time zones. And I was like, if we were on Mars, what time would it be? And then I was also like, why is it only 6 hours? Like, on Earth, 6 hours away is, like, the other side of Canada. But in space, I don't know, just, like, really messed with my mind. I'm like, how far apart are these planets? Like, they're not only Canada length away from each other.
No, well, like...
But it would be because, like, they're close in line in terms of, like,
how they're
rotating around the sun.
Yeah.
But they might be really far away in terms of distance from the sun.
Yeah. And it might be, like, a totally different
month, solar system.
Month and year, you know.
Yeah. Whoa.
Crazy. Anyway. And then she has a fight with her mother-in-law about farming.
The farming. Yes. Because, is it explained why, or is the mother just like, shut up about farming?
I think she's like, shut up about farming right now, and then later...
It's explained?
It's explained.
Okay.
No, I think the mother-in-law might...
I don't know. All I wrote is, my only comment is that I'm not surprised his mom is pissed about the farming.
Yeah. Yeah, so they don't like farming because they were enslaved at one point.
And forced to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're like, it's part of being free is hunting and gathering.
Because that's their way of
life.
That's
their way of life. And so they don't want to farm because it reminds them of being enslaved.
Yes. I found I was, like, a little worried about where this book was going, because I was like, what do you do in this situation? Like, she's not going with this bad intention, but it's also this, like...
It's very culturally insensitive of her to be like, time to farm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, I was just like, is this actually the right thing to do?
Yeah, it felt a little, like, colonization.
Yes. Yes. It felt like, they were trying to say, like, we can't let them colonize us, but I was like, but what you're doing... is colonizing, but almost even more, like, insidious, because you've married into it.
Yeah.
Ha-ha, I've got my win! Where the others are just, like, you know they're evil.
Yeah. It felt like it had a weird, like, kind of, like, human savior of the savages vibe that I wasn't into.
Me either.
Which I think kind of goes along with the slightly religious vibes of the farming planet, and, like, I just got the sense that the author had some, like, whether... deliberate or unintentionally had some things that she had.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know, I feel like you don't... In my head, as I read it, I was like, I just don't think maybe the author was aware of, like, how
that could come across.
Yeah.
Because it does feel a little like the pure Christian woman saves the savages, the savage lizard people.
By making them change into something they're not.
Yeah. Yeah. Which felt a little bad.
Yeah. So this was the sub, I don't know, was this the plot or the subplot?
Yeah.
I guess this is a subplot. The plot is, like, her and Olix.
Will their marriage work?
Yes. And the subplot is, will they farm?
Yeah. Yeah, and so, yeah, chapter 8, she finds out that he made some stuff.
Oh, goodness. This was, I was like...
virgin blood on it.
Yes. They're like craftsmen.
Yeah.
So he takes the virgin towel.
And he, like, makes, like, wrist braces and, like, a belt or something out of it.
And he tells everybody
about
this virgin blood that he has. And they're all super jealous.
Yeah.
They're like, I wish my maid bled so I could have bloody wristbands.
Yeah. It was wild.
And he was also, and Susan was like, and yeah. Kind of repulsed and like, I don't know. And he was like very confused about why she wasn't like more into it.
Yeah. Which was kind of cute. But then So speaking of the farming struggles, he explains to her at this point, like, why they hate farming.
Yeah.
But then she's like, can I have a farm?
Yeah. And I was like,
and he's come like, sure.
On. I know. I didn't like that. I was like, you've literally just told, he's literally told you how terrible
this experience was.
And she's
people.
Like, well, can I take all the land and do what I want with it? And I was like, ugh, I don't like this.
And he says, bad yes. Vibes. Like, and that was the weird part. Like, he's trying to do it to be like, okay. It's your culture to farm.
Yes.
So I would.
But then she says, but she also says, oh, I'll just farm for myself because she's like, I'm going to miss potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this liar. I guarantee she's going to buy more seeds than that and try to make them eat her foods.
Yeah.
And I was like, again, that's colonizing. That's colonizing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then his sister, I don't know if we should name her.
Just call her the sister.
There's only one. Yeah, so the sister, like, helps her build things. And then, so Olix plans a hunt that's, like, super important because they're poor.
Oh, wait. I have more from chapter 9. Chapter 10. Sorry. this was more of the colonization stuff that I mm-hmm. took issue with. So, they also have learned that during this, like, colonization process, everyone with like people were murdered, poisoned, killed, raped, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then like only two people survived it, or like there's only two left, like most of them die, whatever. And then
I don't think that's what they meant. I think they meant like it happened
long enough ago that there's only two left
that are
I'm reading this note again. So she says, if there's only two left that experienced this, why haven't they gotten it over it yet? And I was like,
yeah, like it was literally like this generation's parents.
Yes. And I was like, you're no wrong. I was like, I do not agree with this. You like, that's extremely harsh. You've never been enslaved. You don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
It also bothered me that she brought her own seeds, like brought seeds from her plant, not just because like not in a cultural way, but I was like, invasive species much?
Yeah! Is it dangerous to the ecosystem? Yeah.
Like, they are hunter-gatherers. If she plants that invade their territory,
it's gonna ruin their whole fucking way.
But she's
of life.
Like, I'm sure they'll like my foods, so it's gonna be fine. I'm like, I don't know. I just had all these... I didn't like the colonizer plot.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna call it the colonizer plot from now on.
Yeah. They have sex again, and he struggles with the bra, and also, apparently, he tastes like cotton candy.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I wrote, they had their first French kiss. He said it's like licking a polished stone.
Yeah.
She taught him that hair is actually hair and not head fur. He also found out that nipples are nipples and not teats, which is what he's been calling them.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they have, like, this thing where they have, like, a play day. Basically, like, instead of having, like, a 5-day work week
and
a weekend.
I called this a useless chapter.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Okay, no, actually, there's a funny part where, like, they talk more about the enslavement and how, like, the farming practices were, like, so toxic to the land. And they had to, like, do all this stuff to, like, get the toxins out. And then they took that, like, dirt after it had been, like, filtered of all the toxins and they...
Turned
made
it
sand
into a beach.
And they made a beach out of it. And so the beach reminds them of their enslavement.
But they go there for fun days.
Yeah.
I wrote honorable mention from this chapter is that you already said that he hisses instead mm-hmm. of moans when he's pleasured, and that at this point now, when he hisses, she gets turned on.
She says, "I suspected that we would have set the river to boiling with our burning passion had we, like, just banged at this point." Also, they, like, play this game in the river, and he's, like, swimming and, like, launching her out of the water or yeah. something. And she says she gets 3 meters above the water.
No, I didn't think of, like, how high that would be.
It was insanely high.
How deep is the water?
I know. For chapter 12, I wrote more farming.
Yep, she's begun to farm. They're seeing her and they're like, they haven't actually seen her farm yet, but they're really worried because they're like, she's going to dig in the dirt. She's going to look like a slave.
Mm-hmm. And that's like going to be like...
It's going to remind them of the traumas they experienced.
Yeah, and also like it's going to reflect poorly on Olix, who's like the leader and yeah. blah, blah, blah. Chapter 13, she plants berries and is bored and on her period while Olix is away. She's like, this is convenient because I think he would have been alarmed by my period. Or he would have made clothes out of it. I don't know. Yeah, so then chapter 14, he's back from the big hunt. And he feels like he's not providing for Susan because she, like, grew her own berries.
Yes. He grew her own berries. Is she going to market yet?
She's pretty much going to market.
Yeah, so, like, while he was gone, she grew a lot.
Yeah.
She also doesn't actually have to farm the way that they used to. They have all these machines that just do everything for her.
Yeah.
So she's, like, basically just sets up the machine, turns it on, and then it goes.
And then it goes and, like, plants things in
rows. And then it, like, waters it, and then mm-hmm. it pulls it. Like, she does not dig in the dirt mm-hmm. ever. I don't know why I had to mention that.
it's relevant.
I mean, her point is, so she's like, they're going to see this and they're going to get on board with farming because it's not a slavery thing. I am enslaving my machines.
Yeah.
And she's also going to bring her berries to market, and she purposely, the Kaog gave her like these berries that were like really popular with another species living on this planet.
Yeah, of like axolotl looking things.
Yeah, but they're like really expensive berries from a different planet, and so they have to buy them expensive and they come frozen, and she's gonna sell them fresh, and she's gonna again make all this money and prove farming is good. And I was like, this is all just so easy, because I was like, yeah, she is gonna go to market and she is gonna make them a lot of money, and then they are gonna, I didn't necessarily know if they were actually gonna get on board with farming, but there wasn't gonna be conflict.
Yeah,
like they always, there's like this, is there gonna be conflict? No. Is there gonna be, no. Is there, no.
Yeah, the conflict was like, is there going to be conflict? And then there isn't.
No.
Yeah, so I just wrote, chapter 14, Susan did it. She sold the berries, and it was great.
And they had this whole section about, like, the discount on the berries, and they're like, if you buy this berry, you get this berry free, and if you buy this many berries, you get a discount at this shop. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I was like, just say she sold the berries.
I read it so fast. I'm like, this is useless.
Yeah.
We did not need to hear about her process. I think the point was that Olix was watching, and that like it's a proof that Susan is capable and
intelligent. Yeah.
And I mean, the other point was that she was convincing these other species to go buy the crafts mm-hmm. that the other people had made, which was important because the conglomerate had been like selling fakes, knockoffs. Yeah. And so it was like getting them, these people who had never even looked at the stands because they were so expensive, to like actually look and understand how high quality and how beautiful they were. Mm-hmm. And so like it wasn't just, oh, I'm going to make money off of my berries, but I'm going to help the whole clan.
Yeah. In like such a weird way to
me. It was such a weird way. They could have just said, if you buy 2, you get 50% discount on this thing. Be done with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they had to do it in this like long convoluted system. It was so boring to read.
Yeah. Her mother-in-law is, like, proud of her because she sold the berries.
She also was able to afford, like, a shuttle.
Yeah.
And the old people got to go to market, which they hadn't gone to do in a while.
Yeah.
So the mom liked that, too.
Yeah. So Olix is, like, so proud of her for selling berries, and then they come home, and they're so hot for each other because he had, like, just come home from the hunt, and so
they didn't have time
to do anything, so now they're, like, getting to it. And so she says she loves him and he says he loves her. And then they have this exchange, which was the funniest exchange to me.
Okay.
Like, she is, like, sitting on the table or something. And she just, like, opens her legs and she just looks at him and she's like, extrude. She just tells him to extrude.
At the dinner table?
I don't know. If it,
I'm just thinking if it was at the dinner table. They dine in common. There's no, like, private okay, dinner table.
It must
table.
Not have been. It must have like, been within their
they
home.
They all eat together.
Yeah, it must have been within their home.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's like, extrude. And then he, like, looks at her and he's like, what about foreplay?
And she's like, no, I'm ready.
Yeah. And he's like, you already lubricated for me. And he's like, so pleased about that. And then they fuck and I'm like,
what chapter are you on?
That was 15.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was, I was like, what a crazily unattractive dirty talk. Like, it's kind of sweet for their relationship, but like, I was like, the lizard sex isn't that hot, and the farming plot isn't that good. What?
It just makes you chuckle from now and then.
Yeah, like, what? What is the draw to this?
She also, so at this point, she's given the lizard people her food, and they love it. And I'm like, why?
Why? Of course they do.
Of course they do.
It's just
no
so,
conflict.
It's so easy.
She also has told them about potatoes, which haven't
grown yet.
And like, she was so obsessed with these potatoes. I'm like, this is the food you're most excited about? Like, just potatoes. In
yeah.
chapter 16, what is that? Or is that, do you more about chapter 15?
No, I have lots about chapter 16.
Okay.
Yeah, so Susan thinks about how farming will solve all their problems.
Again, like, Susan, stop with this.
Yeah. And so they talk about that they want to make her a store so she can sell the things she farms. And she's like, they are okay with me farming, but they're not okay
with
them farming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like a little girl lizard girl who like is really interested in farming.
Yes. And then they talk about how they pick their like their life
occupation yes. or whatever, like very early on.
Yeah. And they don't switch. So again, I'm like, none of these people are going to switch to farming.
Yeah.
But her hope is that now that this girl seems keen on farming, maybe she will pick farming and that into the future
they would allow that.
And I was like, maybe that's okay.
Yeah,
I feel better about that, like, than forcing people who have decided I'm a hunter
yeah.
to farm.
Yeah, that feels
wrong.
Yeah. So then this human guy comes
who's really attractive.
Yeah. He has a manly voice that would have any woman's girly bits stand to attention.
Wow.
He likely left a trail of exploded ovaries on his path wherever he went, except here.
Yes.
And I was like, do women's ovaries explode when they're aroused?
I don't know, but you see this often about, like, when you watch celebrities, male celebrities having to read, like, thirst tweets. Have you seen this?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, women say these things, like, oh my god, my ovaries burst into flames. When I saw blah, blah, blah on the screen with his shirt off. Women say these things. Or like, he's so hot, I would cut out my own kidney and eat it.
I don't know. That's funner. I just feel like arousal doesn't happen in the ovaries. But maybe it's like I want to have his babies kind of arousal, which is a weird, weird thought to have.
So yes, he arrives to tell them that they're being sued for stuff. I don't even know. And it was, I mean, to me it was useless because I was like, they're not going to win this. Susan's going to win this. There's no conflict in this book.
There's no conflict in this book, so nothing's going to happen. So yeah, Olix thinks about how good Susan is at things and then...
And also is impressed that she wasn't even remotely turned on by a human man.
Attractive human man. And I'm like, Olix, how do you know what attractive human men look like? Like... I guess
she's been
porn.
Watching porn.
That does not have attractive human men in it.
Maybe in their world it does.
Yeah, so then they, like, argue with him. Another funny thought from Olix. She calls him honey at one point, and he's like, it's weird, because I'm an apex predator. So then they talk about this plan... with the conglomerate to deal with the lawsuit, and then yeah. She's like, what if we hire the daughters from
the
my
third
planet?
Daughters.
Yeah, the third
all
daughters.
All the undesirables all can the... come here
and farm.
And farm. We'll build them a little village and they'll farm with me.
Yeah, and we will just...
We'll pay them and we will
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, okay, acceptable compromise. Still no conflict here.
Yeah.
But...
And they're going to put it to a vote. And I was like, obviously, the vote's going to go through. Fine, yeah. No conflict.
Chapter 18 is the end.
I know. I was, like, thinking. I was reading what was happening in Chapter 18, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah! Well, my fucking notes on Chapter 18 are insane.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, are you prepared to be at the end of this book? Did it seem like...
We're approaching the end right there?
Yeah.
Felt like we had so much to do. The lawsuit.
Yeah. That there was, like, the conglomerate was still there.
We still haven't found out why the animals have disappeared from the forest.
Yeah. No, 18 explains why the animals disappeared, and the lawsuit just gets dropped or whatever because they don't have one, and then the conglomerate is ruined.
Yep.
And, yeah. Yeah, so the reason the animals are...
Okay, wait a second. So, I have to say, Susan goes to the forest with them for the first time, and my immediate was like, Susan's gonna figure out why the animals are here. Like,
yeah.
I was like, for hands sure. down, for sure. And I'm like, this is gonna be so dumb. Susan's gonna immediately figure it out. And then to go into the forest, and you can explain.
Yeah, she finds these hallucinogenic mushrooms that are,
which
like...
affect the lizard people quicker than her.
Yeah.
So, like, they're gathering, and then all of a sudden, they're like, this one's bad, this one's bad, this one's bad. They're all bad. And Susan's like, no, they're perfectly good.
Yeah.
And then she also starts to get it.
Get a little hallucinate-y.
So they're like, we'll go home now, and they leave. And she's like, guys, you were leaving behind perfectly fine
things. Yeah.
And then they, like, what do? Look into it, and they discover that the conglomerate's been planting these stupid hallucinogens throughout the forest.
Yeah.
Because it also affects the animals. And that's why the animals have gone, because they don't think there's anything good to eat, so they've left where the lizard people live.
And then the, like, intergalactic whatever that the Prime Mating Agency works with for some reason, they are all like, the conglomerate has introduced an invasive species to this planet. And it's like, Susan has introduced a good deal of invasive species to this planet.
And so Susan is also, they're going to sue the conglomerate.
Yeah, for introducing this.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, great. I'm glad you've resolved all your conflict. And I wrote, and that's it? Question mark, question mark?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, the other thing that happened. No, wait. The other thing that happens in Chapter 18 is they do vote, and the males are like, heck yeah, we want virgin women so we can have virgin wristbands. And so the virgin third daughters are coming.
Yeah. Yeah, so then epilogue.
My first comment was, what? The book is over?
Yeah.
I was like, that was such a weird way to end this. It didn't feel like an end. It was just like, stop. Full stop right here.
It's like, we've resolved the conflict. And it's like, yeah, but was there ever conflict? Yeah, so 1 year later, this is the epilogue. They've like erected a whole ass human village.
There's human people.
Yeah, there's like a whole...
I think there's been a human... Like, lizard marriage.
Yeah, there's like stuff going on.
And the priest lady didn't whip her as hard. That's mentioned. Just so everyone in reading knows.
Yeah.
They've adapted.
Yeah. So she's pregnant, obviously. And then the village, they all love Susan so much. And they're going to name their son Gecko.
Gecko, that's right.
Yeah.
Because it's the opposite of Kaog.
It's not the opposite. It's like a letter.
Oh, well, yes, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's what Voldemort did. What's that called?
I know.
Letter makes match.
That's not what it's called, but yeah.
So, by the way, this is where I cried, even the epilogue.
This was where you cried?
Not with that. I cried because she was in labor.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole village had, like, looked up what human labor is. Oh. And I was like, thing in my head, like, this is so stupid, Mariah, this is not a reason, but I was like, they really love her.
Yeah.
And I teared up and I was like, not worthy to tear up, but here we go.
It was
the whole
cute.
Village They'd... is on her side.
Yeah, because like Olix was like freaking out,
and I guess again their pregnancy is probably super easy.
Yeah they probably just spit out lizard people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wrote hisses and rattles.
I wrote, like, they named him before he was born. And I was like, how did they know it was a boy? And then I was like, I guess they have ultrasounds. But then I was like, but how would they still know? Because they have retractable penises, so they would all look like girls.
Great question.
And I was like, plot hole.
Yeah, that's the plot hole.
That was my last comment. I'm like, they should never have known. He would look, like, at what age would a boy's... How do they pee? Do they have to retract their penises to pee?
I have no idea. Like, no, extrude their penises.
Extrude.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
When you don't have to... Do babies pee in the womb?
Isn't it, like, through the umbilical cord?
Yeah, I feel like that's what happens.
Yeah.
So, but again, my thought is, why would a baby extrude its penis in the womb?
Yeah.
For any reason. There would be no reason.
Yes.
So the whole time that she was pregnant...
It would look like a girl.
It would look like a girl.
Maybe there's other signs.
I mean, typically in a female, in a human pregnancy, the only sign they're looking for is penis.
Okay, you found the plot hole. Oh, okay, so...
And that's the end of
the book. That's the end of the book.
I do believe... Okay, so it's a series... It's the Prime Mating Agency series. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if this picks up. I feel like it has not very place.
No.
So it must be just other
couples.
Couples.
Yeah. Yeah, other couples possibly of other species, or they're all lizards. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I
actually think it's different. So book number one is I Married a Lizard Man.
Mm-hmm.
Book number two is I Married a Naga, which looks like a super muscular man that has a snake head. And then... Final book is I Married a Bird Man, who looks like he has a peacock head and an eagle.
Is that Kaog's story? That?
Not a peacock head, like it's the peacock feathers on its head and then eagle feathers, eagle wings for its wings.
That cover looks fucking wild. yeah, so we're not going to rate Olix. As a sexy man.
Can we just talk about...
his features?
Yeah. I mean, he was a good guy.
He was a good partner.
He was very generous to Susan.
Yep.
He was very accommodating to Susan.
Yep.
He never fought with Susan.
Mm-hmm.
He had fun. He was humorous.
He was humorous.
But not in, like, he's a funny guy.
Humorous, yeah.
No, he was not a funny guy. Like I said, he was very robotic.
Yeah.
It was very, like, emotionless sentences that were hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I would rate him highly. He's like pretty neutral to me.
Yeah, he would be mid pack.
Yeah, he would be like an innkeeper.
Like, he's like above all of the murderous ones we've read about, or like the
the abusive
ones.
Yeah.
But he's below all of the ones that had like
that actually were.
Made me feel things about them. Maybe right below innkeeper.
Yeah, he would be somewhere around innkeeper. Yeah, and so special announcement, we now have a Patreon. If you want to support us on Patreon, give a little bit to help us buy books or just improve the podcast. Some of the benefits at the different tiers, there's like, you'll get a shout out on the podcast, or you can make requests what books you'd like us to read. And we're not sure how we're going to pick from the requests. If we get a lot, then we might need to do a lottery or something,
mm-hmm.
but we would ideally like to get through as many of them as we can. You can also request books on Instagram if you want, at Women Writing Men.
And last tier.
And the last tier, exclusive content.
Yes.
Become the apple of our eye. And yeah. We are a very small podcast at this stage, but if you wanted to contribute, that would be amazing. You would have all the appreciation from our hearts.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men.
Yeah.
Or go to our Patreon.
Or go to our website.
Or go to our website. We just got all the things now.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to see the rankings or like how our guys measure up against each other, check out our website. And yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.